Well, we hit generate, I guess. I'm catching this. I'm putting out this little snippet. This is Fuzzy of Fuzzy in the Boomer All-Stars podcast. A podcast like no other. A podcast that's solely dedicated to us boomers. My main mission is to getting us boomers to and through the sometimes very dreaded golden years. Yes, this is what I'm all about. I've got this is just a little hobby of mine. This is I enjoy making people laugh, or possibly trying to make them laugh, and I can't think of a better group of people to be associated with than my brothers and sister boomers. Thank you. All you guys are wonderful out there. We are a great group of people. I know that. You betcha. What else we got here we're going to be talking about a little bit. But that's basically what my show is. And some of this, and let's face it, I don't have to tell you guys, but things aren't really going too well, I don't believe, as far as the country. And I'm going to interject some ideas and different things that's kind of going on, how it affects us boomers. You betcha. And you know, when we were growing up, and I'm going to tell you right off the get-go, this is us boomers, we kind of thrived and grew up with sarcasm and making fun of each other and having fun with one another. And that is, to me, it's long gone. We lost so much great stuff that we had growing up as kids, as young teens. And then, and then some of us, you know, we had to serve our country. Yeah, so that was good. And I did serve my country in Vietnam in 1969. And so anyway, what I'm getting at is this show is, if you're into woke or wokenism, don't even bother, because I can't, I have no time for the woke, not at all. Anyway, so this is about, if you can imagine, and I thought of this idea a while ago, if you can imagine R.G. Bunker, Al Bundy, and the late great, well, they're all, I think, late great, no, maybe not Al, anyway, the late great Rodney Dangerfield, all doing, having a podcast of their own. That's what I'm trying to be. I'm trying to create that type of a host for us boomers boomers out there. So there you have it. So that's what I'm kind of all about. We're going to have some fun. We're going to play great music because that's part of us growing up. Our culture was a lot of great, cool stuff. You know what I mean? Yes, we did. And I'm going to have guests on. I'm going to have, you know, Rocky Balboa. Hey, you know what I mean? You guys ought to check this guy out. He ain't too bad. You know, I really like Fuzzy. He's pretty cool. Hey, thanks, Rock. You're all right, buddy. Anyway, I've got a long way to go. And I did have a company called Spreaker handling me for the first I've been doing this for 5-6 years. Excuse me, you would never know, but you know, like I say, I don't do this for any money. I'm not in it for any kind of money. I'm in it for my, you might say, my insanity. And like I tell some of my listeners years ago, I says, hey, boomers, why pay $200 to sit on a couch or lay on a couch with some shrink when you can just listen to a couple of Fuzzy's podcasts and you'll be just fine? Save you $200. You know what they say. Therapy's not always found on a couch for $200 an hour. That's right. You can check into Fuzzy's podcast once in a while, and we'll get you all straightened out. You damn right. And if I can't do it, my in-house doctor will get you going. His name is Dr. Lance Boyle. Yes, Dr. Lance Boyle is here, and he can he will help you with your medications and all that great stuff. As far as I'm concerned, we got way too many medications, do we not? Oh, you damn right. Those pharmaceuticals, they saw us coming, didn't they not? 73 million boomers. Man, we're just going to nail them. One pill is going to cost them $10. You know, or more than that, even. I don't know. You betcha. Anyway, I got to get out of here. And if you, and to my Vietnam brothers and sisters, God bless you guys. I hope you're doing well. There's a lot of us that are checking out. Excuse me. Yeah, too many of us are checking out at too young of an age. And yeah, I'm a little sick myself. Got a little Agent Orange cancer here going on, but yeah, I'm still here. Gonna have some fun, I hope, with my fellow boomers. All right, you guys get a chance, and I'm hoping, you know, this stuff at 74 is techno stuff is just way beyond me. I'm winging it every step. I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants, so to speak. Yeah, ain't that the truth? So, anyways, to my Vietnam brothers out there, you know, I'm gonna ditty him out. 'Cause I'm a little buku dinky dow. So, anyways, yeah, I'm hoping iHeart and those guys we can check. And that's another thing I've got to check. I've got a long way to go, long way to go. I hope a few of you come along for the ride, and we'll have some fun and maybe learn a few things, you know. And the main thing is to have fun. Yeah. All right. And give your great grandkids and your grandkids a big hug for Fuzzy, will you? God, they're so precious at this time in our life. To have grandchildren and great grandchildren is just, I don't know, it's such a blessing. All right, I'm out of here, guys. Alrighty, I got a ditty mow.